but Harikatha does not touch our heart. And such, they speak Harikatha, tell Harikatha in such a way that Harikatha touches our heart. And then Tiyasam come. And more likes her. Her Sukhdev Goswami and Narad Vain, they will explain, like here Sukhdev Goswami is explaining. So, if a parrot of Krishna and Radharani can explain like this, then how they will speak in court, council of gopis and they are speaking the Harikatha that Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. They are thinking that Krishna is not here. And they used to weep so bitterly. And Krishna is saying that I am here. And they are thinking that I have gone to Mathura and killing Kamsa. Then when Harikatha was
over,
then they thought, oh, Krishna is here. He had not gone to Mathura. And it was only past time. So they became associates of Krishna there in the shape of Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. So, if you will be like that, always practicing like this, then you will be like that. Surely, don't have any doubt. But those who are sleeping, like him, what name? Any disciple of Guru Srila Prabhupada was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. And one person was sleeping in his explanation, Bhagavatam. He told that I must be cruel and I should give him so much shame that he should not sleep at any time in classes. And he told that you should stand up and sit down and he told that you should promise that I will not sleep. So this is my mercy, he told. This is not cruelty to him. So you should not think that Maharaj has made me naked in the council of so many people. You should not think. But you should try not to sleep. So, Krishna was doing so much pastime, so sweet pastime. And these pastimes were like endless ocean of nectar. Itadrik svalilabhiranand kunde sakasamani majantam akhyapayantam tadiyeshi tagyeshu bhaktairiji tattam punah prema taspang sara. What are these nectars? Once a fool's fruit seller, woman, came to from Mathura to Nandagaon, Gokul. Now Krishna has taken birth and he is now about 2 years old only. Sometimes playing in the courtyard of Nanda Baba with Baladev Prabhu and all other boys. And he is not going out of Nanda Palace, only confined in that area. This so many things to
not going out of the palace.
A very low class of women, fruit seller, she used to go from Mathura to Gokul to sell fruits. And she has heard that Jasodanandan, Krishna, is so beautiful. And though he is boy, little boy, but all the gopis and gopis, they get to go to take darshan of that boy. He is so powerful, very sweet. So I must take darshan. She tried so many times, so many days, so many months, but he could not take darshan. Like a sadhak, he wants to take darshan of Krishna. Even Narad wanted to take darshan, but he has only in the last, he saw in a glimpse to Narayan, and after that not. So if a sadhak is not qualified to be high class of premi bhakta, he cannot see darshan, take darshan. So she tried several times, but he could not take darshan. After some months, she could not bear the separation. She promised that today I will take darshan of that boy, other eyes will give up my body this. What is the use of keeping this body if I am not taking darshan of Krishna? Made up his mind, and she went today. And she was loudly telling that follow fruit, you should take fruit. But instead of, she began to forget all this. She was totally absorbed in Krishna and began to tell, Govindalo, Krishnalo, Damodarlo, Madhavalo. She sat down near the door of Yashoda Devi. Today I will have to take darshan. Otherwise, I will never return to Mathura. When she used to go to Gokul, sometimes Krishna is sleeping, sometimes lap of mother Yashoda taking her breasts, sometimes engaged in anywhere, she couldn't. But today he promised that I must take darshan. When she began to tell Govinda Damo Dharmadhareti, Govinda Damo Dharmadhareti. At that time Krishna was in the lap of Yashoda, quite naked, up to years only. In India, when the boys become about 9, 10, 11, then they used to give him anything, cloth, otherwise not. I have seen that boys naked and the girls naked walking here and there till the age of 10, 11 also. Nothing. But Krishna was only 2 years and he was taking milk. At once he heard. He used to know that she wants to take my darshan for so long time since. But today she was observed, and Krishna could not refuse. She came down from her mother's lap, and there was a heap of wheat, and he took in his hand as much as he can take, full. But he, by doing so, like a ignorant boy, all came. came down. Only some were there here, two, three, and all. But he was thinking that my hand is full with
wheat.
And he, very eagerly, running to that fruit seller woman. See, he went there. Oh, you should take this and give me fruits. No, I will not give you fruit. You will have to tell me, mother, and you will have to sit in my lap. Then I will give you. Krishna was looking here, that anyone seeing or not. And if I have said she is of low class, what they will tell? And if I am telling her that, oh mother, then it will be like a very bad thing. So low class woman, and I am telling her mother. So he was looking here, and he saw that nun is there to see. Then he at once sat on the lap of that woman and told, oh mother, and at once he stood up and told that, oh, give me fruits. Thus Krishna took his whole heart, not only fruits. She began to give so many fruits, but only one fruit was enough in his
spoonful.
Only sweet, some mangoes or anything she gave, and it was full. And then Krishna, dancing thei thei, he came to her mother, his mother, and he gave one or two fruits in the bell of her mother, his mother. And she began to distribute, and it came so endless that all received one mango, very sweet, and it was so sweet, more than nectar. And still giving all, and it was, what the two were there. Here come to that fruit seller. She gave her heart totally to Krishna. For some time she definitely knew that where I am, what I am doing, where is my basket of fruits, and she only now this falling down.
Tears.
Only seeing towards Krishna. Krishna quickly entered the door, vanished, but she was looking. After some time, she took her basket on this. She was returning home, but heart was not with her. She kept there. And when she came near a Jamuna, he saw that, oh, my basket is so heavy, why? So she kept on the ground. And he saw that his basket was full of jewels. So much jewels. Only jewels and jewels. One jewel can be equal to whole world's all money. So it was full of. She took this basket and fell into the
throw in the Yamuna.
What is now use? And she never returned to her home. Where she went? Only Govinda Damo all thought that she has become mad, but not really mad. She became mad in Krishna praying. And in short time she left her bodies and she went and Golok Vrindavan. They are always giving so much sweet fruits to Krishna. And Krishna always in her lap, like a mother. So if anyone do like this, these are the practices. We have come to do these practices, so that we make all Krishna like this and give our heart to Krishna. So there should be no problem in this world, only this problem, that how this sheep fruit seller gave her heart to Krishna, and Krishna took it happily and never returned. So you should try to do like that. I have come to give these things, so you should be. Take all these things and happy forever, and continue your all the practices through bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, Vishnu pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasakhatmanivedanam, sadhu sanga namakirtan, bhagavat samana, mathuravas simuttir sadhaya shiva. Sakal sadhana sreshte ee panchanga. Krishna prem janmai. If you are doing something but not having a sign of doubts and nothing, no offense in the lotus feet of Vaishnava and Gurudev, then surely this Nam Kirtan Sadhu Sangha and worshipping of Krishna and hearing of past beautiful, powerful Harikatha, past times of Krishna, no doubt it will come in our heart. So don't have any doubt in this. Hear all these katha and try to be like this and follow your Gurudev in all way. If you are not following, then how you can have all these things? No, you can. I wanted to explain so many wonderful, sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, but I could not tell so many, only two or three. Even in Mathura, I tell so much Harikatha, but in 50 years I have not told anything. Very little, but all are made to hear all these pastimes. So I wanted to tell some Harikathas, but we have very little time. But in England or anywhere we will. Both types of Harikatha. This Rashmai Katha, past times, very powerful. And also Tattva. All Tattva will come in this. So I think that I wanted to tell so many things, but I could not tell anything. Very little thing. So you should read the books of Swamiji. He has written so many things, authentic. And also you can read. First you should try to read Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very easy to understand. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then you are so much learned in Sanskrit, and you have been Sanskrit scholar, then you can read Sarsandarbha, Ujjalmini and all with a very bona fide and high class of Rasik Tadvagya Vaishnava. Otherwise don't read. I prefer to be a foolish than to read all the books to nonsense persons. So we should try to do all these things. I have told so many things. You should try to follow and realize all these things. Gaur Premanand.